welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. Today's episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air dates, October 22nd, 1952, and the title is The Mark of the Claw. Now, I did want to make sure you guys got this episode since you are my members and you guys do pay for this extraness. So, thank you, and let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's sugar pops. Cause here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you. From the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Mark of the Claw. Remember what we always say, saddle buddies? Moms love pops, kids love pops, pops love pops. In fact, everybody loves Kellogg's Sugar Pops. It's the cereal you can eat out of a bowl with milk or cream or straight out of the box as a snack. Ask Mom to get several boxes of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Oh, and say, here's something else. All this month is Restaurant Hospitality Month. Why don't you and Dad make a special point of taking Mom out to dinner at her favorite restaurant some evening real soon? When the pioneers moved over the western plains, they ran into savage resistance from the proud Indian nations. And into the middle of this struggle rode United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok with his staunch saddle partner Jingles. Their job? To find a magic key to peace on the plains, a search which led them to the Mark of the Claw.
Oh, now doggone it, Wild Bill Hickok, see what your curiosity did. Got us tied up here all ready to be burned at the stake.
Sorry, Jingles, I should have come alone this time. But it took a whole Indian tribe to catch us.
Yeah, but what do they want with us?
We're in somebody's way, partner.
Well, we ain't gonna be in it long. Doggone it, it ain't just being tied up here like a brace of hogs at a barn raising with the bonfire runners that gets me.
No?
No, it's them monkeys dancing around us all night and that music. Why, they haven't played O Susanna even once.
You might send a request to the medicine man. He seems to be running this party.
Now, this ain't no time to be funny, Bill Hickok.
Keep your chin up, Jingles. At least they haven't set a torch to this bonfire yet.
No, but they will come sunup, and that's not far off. Doggone them Indians, they're making me miss my beauty sleep.
Hold on, partner. Medicine man's holding up his hand.
Uh-oh. Bill, you reckon they're getting ready to light this fire now? Huh, Bill?
I don't know, Jingles.
Oh, dadgummit. Why didn't I stay in East Sidalia? I could have been head dog catcher by now with Saturdays off.
Quiet and listen.
Mungawa! Godoy!
Godoy! What did he say, Bill? Is he going to burn us at the stake now? Huh, Bill?
No, not yet. He's leading them off to the big consul teepee for a powwow.
They're going to leave us all alone out here?
Maybe this is our chance, Jingles.
Chance? What chance? They got our hands and feet tied so tight we can't even wiggle. We ain't got no
Hold
more
chance. Hold it, partner.
Huh?
Do you see a shadow off to the left?
I don't see nothing but shadows with that council fire dancing and flickering on them trees.
There it is again. Somebody's missing that powwow.
Bill, I see it. It's an Indian. He's sneaking over this way.
Yeah, with a long knife in his hand.
Uh-oh.
See it flash there in the firelight?
Oh. What's he sneaking up on us for?
Maybe he's fed up waiting.
Don't talk like that, Bill. I can't see him anymore. Is he right behind it?
Yeah. We'll just have to wait and see what he's up to.
You, Wild Bill Hickok, Great White Chief, you listen to Little Cloud.
Little Cloud? Bill.
Hold it, Jingles. Yes, Little Cloud, I'm listening.
Many moons ago, you saved Father of Little Cloud from death in River of Demon. Now, Little Cloud save you.
Me too, huh? If I'd have been there, I'd have helped save your papa, honest.
Little Cloud set you free. Then you make promise.
Little Cloud is a great brave with a strong heart.
Billy cut you down. Now, how about me, huh, Bill, huh?
Me cut Big Moose down, too.
Moose? Anyway, we sure do thank you.
Wait. White man Hickok make much good medicine. Now make promise to Little Cloud.
What promise?
You bring peace to my people.
Well, now that's a right big order, Little Cloud. That's how we got strung up there in the first place.
There, Drum. Council over. You make promise.
We'll do all we can, Little Cloud.
You go Valley of Eagle. Talk with great Indian wise man named Butonka. Butonka know.
Bill, somebody shot him.
Little Cloud.
Butonka knows about Mark of the Claw. Go now. Indian boy, hold your horses. Back of Blue Rock. Take him.
Oh. He's gone, Jingle.
Yeah, and here come the Indian.
Run for the horses.
Don't tell me. Just get out of my way.
Hurry it up, partner. We can't let him catch us now. We've got a promise to keep.
Hey, saddle partners. You know what's the first thing Wild Bill and Jingles do when they roll out of their bedrolls of a morning? Well, they head pell-mell for the chuck wagon and a big heaping bowl full of crunchy Kellogg sugar corn pops and milk. That's what they do. Start the morning with something good for you and good tasting is what Wild Bill says. And Jingles allows is how Kellogg sugar corn pops fill the bill mighty near perfect. Try Kellogg sugar pops for breakfast yourself with a little milk or cream on top, or eat them right out of the box as a real delicious tasting snack most any time. Either way you eat them, you don't need to add sugar, because the sweetening is already on them. Ask Mom to buy several boxes of Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops at the grocer's today. Okay, now let's sing our little Sugar Pop song. Here we go. All together now, sing.
Yippee! Sugar Pops!
They're sugar-coated, taste so sweet, just pour on some milk.
Oh, boy, they're neat.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops. Now, Sugar Pops, you know, are sweet.
But cowboys know there's an extra treat.
Right out of the box, take a handful out. Pop them into your mouth as you run about. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are pops.
Say, keep a listening, because a little later, I'm going to tell you how to get your very own Wild Bill Hickok treasure map and secret treasure guide.
The Indian brave, Little Cloud, had saved Wild Bill and Jingles from being burned at the stake, but at the cost of his own life. Then, within seconds, the whole tribe was at the heels of the two partners as they ran for their horses.
Billy said an Indian boy was holding our horses back at the Blue Rock.
That must be the rock just ahead.
It better be. Them yelling hyenas are breathing down the back of my neck.
You'll soon know. Come on, around this way.
Bill, it's them. There's old Buckshot and Joker.
Yeah, come on.
There's the Indian boy. Howdy, son. Hey, look, he's even got a gun.
Me, Big Bear. You come.
Into the saddle, partner. Steady there, Buckshot.
Follow Big Bear. No secret way. Come fast.
Get Joker. No, no, I mean... Jump, Joker!
Hey, with him, Jingles. Hi, Buckshot. Partner, looks like we lost him. You're a good guide, Big Bear.
He sure is. Left that pack of braves baying at the crossroads.
Just in time, too. It's nearly daylight.
Braves no give up yet. You come this way.
Hey, Bill, he's leading us into a tunnel.
Seems to know what he's doing, Jim.
I sure hope so. Hey, tunnel ain't very long. I see daylight at the other end.
If we'd known about this last night, that medicine man and his tribe never would have caught us in that ambush.
Now, don't talk about it. I can still feel myself crying over that bonfire.
Big Bear's holding up his hand to stop. Hold up that Buckshot.
Sure is a little shaver to have a name like Big Bear. Whoa, whoa, Joker, whoa.
That was some mighty fine riding, Big Bear. Where are we?
This Valley of Eagles.
Sure is. Look at him, Bill. Say, isn't this where Little Cloud said
that... Hold it, partner.
Huh? Utonka lived there on high ledge. Big cave. Trail start here. You go. Make big man talk.
You know about Utonka?
Big Bear brother to Great Eagle. Utonka say someday Big Bear be great chief.
Bill, look at that scar on the kid's shoulder. Looks like an eagle clawed him.
I see it, Jingles.
Utonka, wait. You go see him. Yip-yip!
Hey, come back here! Doggone it, we didn't even get a chance to thank the little button.
Something tells me we'll run across him again, Jingles. Let's go see Utonka and clear up some of this mystery.
Well, that's a right good idea. My head ain't been so muddled up since I got stuck all afternoon on one of them merry-go-rounds at the county fair. This a cave, Bill?
Looks like it, Jingles. Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker. Oh. Look at all the totem poles. Ooh, ain't they spooky?
Each one has a meaning to the Indians, partner.
Them doggone eagles up there, they sure make good watchdogs, but
quiet,
I...
Quiet, Jingles. Here he comes. Huh?
Welcome to Valley of Eagles. I am Utonka.
Well, now, howdy, Utonka. This here's Wild Bill Hickok.
I know who you are.
Oh, you do? Who told you?
Jingles.
Everyone knows of the famous Wild Bill Hickok and his friend, Jingles.
Well,
we were told to come to you by Little Cloud. Big Bear brought us here.
I know. Both followed my bidding.
Well, looks to me like you know everything, Utonka.
I know there is but one man in the West who holds the power to save my people. I have given the life of my son to bring him to me. You are that man, Hickok.
Little Cloud was your son?
Yes. His work is done.
Then you're the Indian chief Bill saved from the River of Demons?
That's right, partner, but that's past. Now let's listen to Utonka.
It is a simple story, quickly told. I was the chief of all chiefs of the nation. The white men came. I would have made friends with the white men, but others around the council fire would not. They rode the warpath. Now the drums of war beat from sun to sun, and painted braves have learned to shoot the thundersticks of the white man.
Oh, it's a mess, all right.
Where do they get the guns, Utonka?
From the treacherous agents of the Beard of Fire.
Beard of Fire? Oh, what's that mean?
Jingles, who's got a red beard that we know?
A red beard? Now, let's see. Well, I ain't sure. I was... Jergens. Bill? Beeble Jergens, that's
that me. Is the one.
Yeah.
His freight wagons are as the buffalo upon the plain.
He's got a lot of them, all right.
You mean that no-good snorting sidewinders that cause all this trouble, giving guns to the Indians?
Looks that way, Jingles. Well, that cuts our job out for us. That's all, Utonka. We'll be riding.
That is not all, my friend Hickok. The Beard of Fire is not the only evil one. There is also the medicine man who guides the feet of our braves toward the warpath.
Well, now, I'll take care of him. I've already got a good mad on at him anyway. I just...
It is well. In his place must stand the power of the mark of the claw.
Now, what's that?
Look, so you will know it again. On my shoulder.
We have seen it before, Utonka.
Yeah, the little button that brought us here. Big Bear, he had one.
It is the sign of my family. The family of great chiefs among my people. Big Bear is my grandson, the next of the great chiefs. His destiny is in your hands, Hickok.
But what about you, Utonka?
When you return, I shall be gone. There is danger for you ahead. May the protecting shadows of the Great Eagle cover you as you ride. Go.
Come on, Jingles. We got plenty of man's work waiting down the trail. Time we were riding.
Bill, ain't that Beebold Jergen standing on the porch with his back to us?
Yeah, he was easier to find than I thought he'd be. Who, Buckshot?
Oh, Joker. Bill, if Beebold's the one that set up that ambush for us, ain't he likely to be surprised to see us?
I think he will be, partner. Come on.
Yeah, it looks like he's got a lot of his boys lounging around close.
Just keep an eye on him, and I'll take care of Jurgens.
I'll watch him.
Turn around slow, Jurgens. It's Hickok.
Hickok, sneak up behind me, will you?
Billy's gone! You got his gun, Bill.
Watch the others, Jingles.
It's all right, you jugheads. Let them have it. Blast them.
Don't none of you varmints reach for your hog leg unless you want folks singing over you.
Shoot, Hickok, I say.
Maybe they don't figure it'd be too healthy, Jurgens. Now, while Jingles keeps them occupied, let you and me talk.
We got nothing to talk about that I know of.
We might talk about how surprised you are to see me when you thought I was being burned at the stake about now.
I don't know what you mean.
Or we might talk about the low-down polecat that's selling guns to the Indians on one side and the army and settlers on the other to keep a war going.
Now, who do you reckon be low enough to do a thing like that, Marshal?
I got good reason to believe you're the polecat I'm talking about, Jurgens.
What? You accusing me of selling guns to the Indians?
That's the general idea.
Why, you two-bit star packer, I'm going to shove those words right down your throat.
That'll take some doing, mister.
I ain't never been knocked off my feet yet, Hickok.
Give it to him, Bill. It's got to be a first time for everything.
You may be right at that, Jingle.
Well, the beard of fire just burned down to a sizzle.
Now get up, Jurgen.
You're gonna pay for that, Hickok. If it's the last thing I see you do.
It will be, you sidewinder.
Now listen to me, Jurgens. We're going after proof that you're selling guns to the Indian tribes. And when we get it, you better be hard to find because I'll come looking for you.
When you do, you better come well-heeled, Hickok. From right now on, I'm out to get you any way I can.
Now, ain't that a big noise from an empty barrel?
Come on, Jingles. We have another rat to smoke out in the open, and I'm getting real impatient.
Bill, I think we're plumb featherheaded to come back to this Indian camp in broad daylight like this.
We've got to get that medicine man, Jingles.
Bill, there he is out there dancing.
Yeah. Now's when we can use Big Bear.
Where do you think you're going to find that little button?
Right behind your left shoulder, Jingles. Come on out, Big Bear.
How you know me in Bushwild, Bill?
Well, I'll be doggone. If he'd have been a snake, he'd have bit me.
I know you've been following us since we left Wetonka's cave.
That true? What you want me for?
Watch that medicine man. Is he always the same?
He wore same head mask, same feather coat. Wait, him forget part of dance. That's strange.
Oh, now anybody can forget part of a dance.
Not a dance that's been going that way for generations, partner. Under that medicine man's mask and feather coat is a man with a secret, and I mean to smoke him out.
Okay, Wranglers, here's the information I promised you. Just send 25 cents in coin, along with your name and address, and one Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops box top to Kellogg's, Box 320, Battle Creek, Michigan, and quick as a Pony Express rider, we'll send you your Wild Bill Hickok treasure map and secret guide. And Loop and Lariats, wait till you see this map. It's a full 2 feet high and 3 feet long. A full-size map of the United States with color drawings of the Indians, bandits, prospectors, and pirates. And best of all, Buckaroos, his treasure map points out the reported locations of fabulous hoards of lost treasure. Gold nuggets, silver bullion, and treasure chests of jewels and pieces of eight in every state in the country. But that's not all. Listen to this. With every treasure map, you also get Wild Bill Hickok's secret treasure guide with his own personal list of lost treasures. You just got to get Wild Bill Hickok's treasure map and secret guide, so send your 25 cents in coin, along with your name and address, and one Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops box top to Kellogg's, Box 320, Battle Creek, Michigan. Don't wait or delay 1 second, because these treasure maps and secret guide booklets are going fast. And you wouldn't want to miss getting yours, now would you? Now, this offer is good only in those areas permitting such offers.
When Big Bear spotted a mistake in the witch doctor's ceremonial war dance, Wild Bill had the secret he'd been looking for. There was cold, deadly purpose in the way he rose to his feet.
Bill, you ain't going out in the middle of that war dance. It'd tear you apart.
We'll see about that, Jingles. Now, you keep me covered. Big Bear, you be ready to come out if I call you.
Be ready, Wild Bill.
Good boy.
Bill, you're crazy in the head. Come back here.
No! Bolo, I come to challenge your medicine man to a fight to the death with the long knife.
You burn the stink!
Your tribe will decide that. You hear me, Brazen Otana. If you want this fight, let the drum stop. Remove the medicine man's mask and strip him to the waist. Then draw the circle.
No!
Then I'll take your mask off.
No!
There he is, Brazen Otana. A fake. A thieving white bandit who has made fools of you and your people.
Why, you meddler, I'm going to stomp you into the ground!
Well, I'll be a bow-legged mud turtle. Bill, a white hombre dressed up in that mask and feather coat to fool the Indian.
Yeah, Jingles. Now he's going to tell us who he was working for.
I ain't telling you nothing.
Then you'll get all the blame for selling guns to the Indians, and the judge will just...
No, no, it wasn't me. I just kept him stirred up because I knew Injun talk and dancing.
Then who were you working for?
I'll tell you. I ain't taking his blame. It was...
Bill? Bill, he's dead. Hey, there's the varmint that shot him there in the trees.
Yeah. Now we know how Little Cloud died. I'll get him, partner. You stay here.
He's got a rifle, Bill.
Yeah, and he's gonna need it.
Hurry up, Hickok. I'm just waiting until you get close enough to drill your right between the eyes.
Better make it quick, Jergens. This is your last chance.
One's all I need, and this is it.
That finished your rifle, Jergens, and my gun's still loaded. Now come out of those trees and head for that Indian camp.
He ain't gonna turn me over to the Indians.
No. I'm gonna turn you over to the sheriff. After you tell the Indians you caused all their trouble.
You're gonna make me tell them that?
That's right. It's the truth.
Bill, you sure pegged that hombre right. It was B-Bolt Jennings all the time.
Braves of Notana, this man, B-Bolt Jergens, the Beard of Fire, has caused all your trouble. Hear him say it. Go ahead, Jergens.
Yeah, I caused it. I sold guns to both sides and kept the Indians fired up through that phony medicine man.
Hey, Bill, how about... Well, you know... The mark of the claw, huh?
I'm coming to that, partner. Call Big Bear.
Oh, sure. Hey, Big Bear, come on out here. Bill wants you.
Now, Braves of Notana, return to your peaceful ways. Return to your rightful chiefs who bear the mark of the claw.
Yeah, like little Big Bear here. He's gonna make you a real fine chief, ain't he, Bill?
He sure is, Jingles. Well, I guess we can go now.
Wait a minute, Bill. I got something to do first. All right, now, start the drum. That's it, now, start the dancing. And that's the way to celebrate. You got a new chief, and we got a varmint to take to jail. Time for everybody to gather around and do-si-do.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. But we'll be back again on Friday.
You bet we will, and we got a pip of a story for you. It's about a vacation for Wild Bill and Jingles, which turns out to be a dangerous vacation. You won't want to miss it, kids.
Meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a big package of the cereal with the sweetening already on it. Kellogg's Sugar Pops.
In the bright yellow packages with the pictures of Guy and me right on the front. Eat them out of the bowl for breakfast or right out of the box as a snack. Either way, you don't need sugar.
Andy and I think Sugar Pops are great.
You
huh, Andy?
Bet we do.
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Frank Gerstle, Rye Billsbury, Johnny McGovern, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again Friday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Rice Krispies presents Wild Bill Hickok in A Dangerous Vacation.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.